This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies. I'm Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick. He's back. He's been making young basketball players' dreams come true the last 2 days. Bruce, how are you?
Doing good, Clark. Man, 4th of July weekend. Woo! It's like here.
It's right here. We get 3 days.
Yes.
So we won't be back on the show till Tuesday.
And I love the 4th of July.
What do you do? 4th of July for you guys, for you and Terry, what's that look
pretty
like?
Pretty simple, you know, barbecue.
You ever jump out to a fireworks show?
Yeah, we'll try
like
to go to City Park show. Our favorite has been
Windsor, right?
Windsor's terrific, but our favorite is going to the Rockies game.
Oh, yeah.
This year, but they put on such a great show.
Fantastic.
Exciting week for us, Clark, because tomorrow,
that's Saturday.
I had to get my day straight with this camp week.
8 million wins, and he doesn't know what day of the week it is.
Tomorrow, late at night, like at 11 o'clock at DIA, we'll be picking up my brother-in-law, Steve, and Susan, flying in from Florida.
Sweet.
And next Saturday is a wedding.
We're already on for Brian's wedding.
Wow. At the wedding day next Saturday.
Are you excited? I'm trying to figure this out as I've got a daughter who's getting married in October, and I'm going to walk her down the aisle.
Sure.
What part do you play with a son in the wedding there? You don't give your son away, right?
Well, not giving the son away, but you know, it somewhat feels that way.
Sure,
at
it does.
Times.
No,
but
that's cool.
Because the venue is so popular, our rehearsal dinner is actually Wednesday.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
So that gives us a couple days in between.
Sure.
And be able to spend time with family and friends. Not a huge wedding, small, you know, fairly simple, I guess.
But
exciting times.
Yep, no doubt about it. Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies. Brad Evans is great staff. 30 years here in NOCO, folks. Knocked it out of Bruce's house. They're going to do the same thing for you. We stand behind everything these guys do. So if you need a roofer, I'm just saying. And if you just, maybe you have an idea or a thought, hey, maybe this isn't good, just have them come out. And at Bruce's house, they'll say, no, you don't need anything now. But, you know, when you do, give us a call. And that's how you get folks on your side. Advanced Roofing Technologies, simply the best out here. Give them a call today, 970-663-0203. It is Advanced Roofing Technology. So camps went well last couple of days for the kids anyway.
Three on three camp.
Love that.
This past couple days. 30 kids, nice size, a lot of reps, and, you know, just teaching the game.
You got to love that, too. No doubt about it. So, all right, let's do this real quick. Bruce and I started this out on Tuesday. Major League Baseball, position by position, last 50 years. Top first baseman, second baseman, shortstop, third base. We went through the infield and catchers on Tuesday, and we're going to finish this up last segment today. But let's just recap real quick. We both went Albert Pujols at first base.
We did.
Okay. We both went Joe Morgan?
We both went Joe Morgan. I threw in Ryne Sandberg.
Of course you did, and that was a great get. And I threw in Robbie Alomar defensively.
Yes. Yep.
I went Derek Jeter at shortstop. Where did you go?
And I went Cal Ripken.
That's right. You went for the Iron Man.
The Iron Man.
Yep. No doubt about it. I went Schmitty at third base. Where'd you go?
I went Nolan Arenado.
You did.
Because
he is
the best third baseman.
Why do I still feel, Bruce, like it's too early to put Nolan in the mix?
Because he's only won 9 gold gloves.
That's a slap in my face right there. There's no doubt about it.
Now, how many of those guys, Clark, are really the all-time if we go pre-modern era?
All right, so you don't just mean third base, but no doubt about it. I mean, you could go back and look at those guys. Lou Gehrig.
I think Lou Gehrig
Gehrig's the guy at first base.
First base.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. Shortstop all-time? Would you knock somebody? Would you go an older guy in there?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. Third base, I wouldn't go there either. I mean, if I was going to go, as far as I would go back is Brooks Robinson. because he was so dang good defensively. Is Arenado better defensively than Brooks Robinson?
Oh, by far.
Oh, by far. Wow.
And Brooks was
You stopped
terrific.
At a bar on the way here, didn't you?
No, that,
golly.
Brooks was fantastic to watch. No one can just cover. Brooks had the great glove, the great 3-yard lateral movement. Nobody covers third base like Nolan.
God, maybe I'm jumping over to your ship here. Holy cow.
Come on, Texters.
Yeah,
let's
come
get
on.
In
let's,
there.
That's right. Johnny Bench, catcher, I think we both agreed there.
We agree there. Okay. We talked about Josh Gibson.
Yeah, who I don't know anything
great,
about.
You know,
I know
Negro
Bob Gibson,
League.
His brother.
Yeah. Well, and Bob could
We're gonna
be
get
the
there.
Starting
We're
going to
get there. Yeah, I get you. I'm not on Bob. I'll just tell you right now. The best Bob I know, Bob Newhart. But I will Bob Gibson.
Oh,
man.
Bob.
Yeah, oh, Bob. That's right. Yeah. If you ever played the drinking game with Bob Newhart, fantastic. Anyway, yeah, Gibson was just fantastic in his day. And he was such
Changed
a great.
Changed the rules.
He did. And he was such a great postseason pitcher, too.
You know, guys that have a rule change kind of identified to them made a great statement in the game. Gibson with the low ERA. And just flying off the mound,
sure.
So intimidating, and they lowered the mound.
There were three guys in that day and age that, I mean, and I'm leaving out like Steve Carlton and other guys, but the three guys in that day and age, I love Gibson, I love Tom Seaver with the Mets, and who else was I thinking about?
I'm going to throw out an old-timer that I absolutely love, think is a great pitcher.
Sure.
Juan Marichal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The high leg kick that Marichal had.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I kind of copied that as a kid.
Yep.
You know, that high kick and just, he was so.
He stole Johnny Roseboro's bat to hit somebody. Who did he hit?
Well, he was a hitter, too.
That's fantastic. That was his best hitting performance of his life when he stole Roseboro's bat. Good stuff right here. All right, we'll come back in a moment. PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's the WAS. Ryan Wazlowski out there, athletic development specialist for the last 5 years here in NOCO. PWI, your own customized, individualized, personalized fitness and performance center located right here in the heart of Greeley. Whether you're an old man like me or you're a stud athlete, you want to get to the next level. I just want to get to the next day. If your athlete wants to get to the next level, services, trainer bios, and testimonials, go to PWITraining.com. All right, we're coming back in a moment. Chris Gebhardt, Loveland Hoops coach. We got a couple of basketball coaches today. Chris, so come on. And then Jeff Brubaker, Pooter Hoops coach, is going to jump on as well. Talk about the camps, what it looks like for the summer. We'll do a little basketball today. Chris Gebhardt's next, right here. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Allen Communications Studios. Clark and the coach, Clark and this guy sitting next to me. It's a ghost, folks. Bruce Dick is back in the camp today. Love it. I gotta say, if you're a young individual that has been tutelized, I'm gonna go there. It's been coached by Bruce Dick out at these camps that he's been having the last couple of days, and then of course throughout the last number of months. You're the luckiest person in the world because I always used to think when I went out to a camp when I was a kid, when I was maybe a middle schooler or a sixth grader. Oh, if you got to go to the camp that the high school varsity coach was running, oh, it was the greatest thing in the world. Maybe he'll see me. Maybe he'll start to figure out that we're coming from you, and you've had a few wins. So that's pretty cool stuff.
Well, Chris. Thanks, Clark. And I'll tell you, I remember the first camp. The camps weren't prevalent, obviously, in our era. But the first camp I went to, it was at Northeastern Junior College.
Is that right?
Late Hall of Fame coach Roy Edwards was the coach, and I didn't set a screen properly, and he grabbed me by the shirt and hit me in the stomach.
Nice.
And said, this is not how you set the screen. This is how you set the screen.
You can't coach like that, though.
I became a better screener.
Yeah, I bet you did. I'll bet you. That's tough love right there. There's no doubt about it. Talk about great love, taking the expertise from Fort Collins to Loveland and that great customer service. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, they're knocking it out of the park. Park, folks. Don Scott, 40 years in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. So they just kind of said, hey, we got this model here. Let's go to Loveland and make everybody happy there as well. In Fort Collins, Lance Pickett, your guy. Call him 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin at 667-3006. Give him a call because they're always packed because they're doing it the right way. It's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. Let's get to the Gould Parts hotline right now. Loveland head basketball coach, third year for Chris Gebhard. Chris jumps on the phone with us right now. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good, Coach.
Got this
good.
Pain in the rear right next to me right here, so we'll try to get through.
Yeah, he's been giving me trouble. I take 2 days off to run a camp the camp is sponsored by Loveland Subaru.
Fantastic.
I'm gonna throw that out there, Chris. Thank you. But come back, Clark's always giving me the business because he said, "Oh, we have a guest appearance today by Bruce." So here we are. But came back, Chris, from Colorado Western. Tell us about their team camp and the positives that incurred for your Loveland team.
Yeah, Coach Schaefer has a great camp there. Great competition and a little bit different than what we see here along the Front Range. We had some Western Slope schools that we don't ordinarily see during the season, and Our guys played really hard. We have a lot of returners back from this last season, a lot of juniors from last year that are going to be seniors this year. It was a great experience for our team, desperately needed. The year before we had COVID, and then last year we were struggling to get some summer participation because of baseball and still kind of the effects of COVID. So it was really great and beneficial for our team.
Coach, did you take more than your varsity over there? Did you take other kids in the program or just varsity?
We had 27 kids total.
Wow, that's terrific.
A JV team. We had a freshman team, and we had 8 incoming freshmen. So we had great success on the lower levels. I think our JV was 7-1 over the weekend, and our freshman team ended up winning the tournament.
All right, I'm going to ask both of you guys this because you both deal with this. You go to camps and things like this time of the year. You don't always get everybody in. I know Garrett Harstead, who's going to be, he's the guy, if you want to put a circle around somebody next year for you guys, 15-13 last year. Can't imagine what he'll do as a senior, but you've got to go without him and sometimes because as a multi-sport athlete, shoot, he can do everything. Sometimes they choose to go to another direction, at least in the summer, so you have to deal sometimes without the guys that are going to make you go. Your thoughts on that? Is that tough sometimes to deal with, or do you just go, that's part of the game?
Well, of course, we always want Garrett to be with us, and Garrett is a superb talent. And if Garrett could have made it, we would have obviously welcomed him and wanted him to be with us. However, I do think our team can benefit a lot from playing without Garrett.
Sure.
There could be times during the season where, whether it be he's in foul trouble or whatever the scenario of the game might throw at us, we might have to try to win games without him too. So I think our guys got really good experience on not having to rely on him entirely. And I think that they built, Ty Young, Trey Olson, Kyle Powell, a lot of those guys were able to build confidence in their offensive skills too, and being able to make shots when our team needed them.
Yeah, I think you make an excellent point, Chris. You never know what you're going to deal with, during the season, and a lot of times playing without a guy here or there can benefit. And like you say, do we always want all of our guys? Well, next season we're going to really want all of our guys, but you never know what adverse thing happens, with illness or injuries or, just circumstances. So it does prepare us.
Yeah, and another thing, Coach, is we want to support Garrett and what his future aspirations are. We understand that high school basketball is one season for him, and we want to create a great experience for him, but he has aspirations to play sports at the next level, and as a coach, it's our job to to support that with our student athletes.
Talking with Chris Gebhardt, third year head coach out at Loveland High School for the Red Wolves coming up basketball season. Here we're still a ways away. You talked about Trey Olson and Ty Young a little bit. Those guys were impactful last year. 6.5, mm-hmm. basically 4.5 for each in points and boards. What do you expect? What's the progression for those guys? I imagine that you want those guys to all move forward points and rebounds coming up this year.
Yeah, I'll start with Trey. Trey is a superb athlete. Trey, it was really raw in talent, really raw athletic talent. My brother Matt and I have been getting Trey in the gym as much as we can to try and get him some more basketball-specific skills. He relied a lot last year on his athleticism, and this year he's really done a great job of working hard to refine some of his basketball skills and learn some new skills that will help him offensively. Ty, I don't think I've coached a kid in my life that is a harder worker than Ty. Ty gives everything he's got every time he's on the court, and he's always around the ball, does a great job crashing the offensive rebound, the offensive glass. And he's gonna do well just based on how hard he's going every play. So I'm really looking forward to coaching those two guys this season.
And coach, when you talk about crashing the offensive glass, there's nobody better than Loveland.
Yeah.
You guys, and I know what you're going to say. Well, you had practice because you didn't shoot the ball as well. But as far as intensity, offensive rebounds. Hardest team to keep off the glass.
Well, thank you. It has been difficult for us this past season with shooting. Our shooting percentage was pretty low, and so finding other ways to get points, and that's the strength of our team. What they might lack in shooting ability, they're definitely making up for with their ability to crash offensive glass and hopefully get higher percentage shots for us on offensive rebounds.
So Colorado Western Tournament, does that somewhat wrap your high school season up for the summer? And what did you do before as you prepared to go to Western? What other venues did you play in, Coach?
Mm-hmm. We played Power to Play this summer. So we played in Power to Play League and Power to Play Camp. Then it's been really difficult, as I've mentioned before, with baseball. So we're kind of competing with baseball for a lot of our kids' time. So we just did those two, Power to Play and Western. And we'll continue to do open gyms. But as far as the competition for the summer, we're going to be shutting that down pretty quick. And we'll be anxious for the start of the season.
All right, one of the best games we had on Preps Radio last year was the Fort Collins Loveland game. Overtime, 85-80. This guy next to me, his team gets the win. I don't know how they got the win that day, to be honest with you.
We got lucky.
I don't know how.
No,
I think, what was it, four points with about 20 seconds or so?
Down four with 18, and we got lucky.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah, that was a tough game, but one thing I think I told you, Clark, before the game, if I'm going to lose to anybody,
that's
I want it to be the guy that's sitting next to you.
Yeah.
So I'm always happy when he wins. I just when we're playing, that's the only time I want to make sure.
Are you guys going to meet up? Are you guys going to meet up this year?
We're in the front range, and I believe we have to go to Loveland. We have to make the long road trip.
Right? You got to go all the way over there,
over to Loveland High School this year. League's changing, Chris, isn't it?
I mean, more teams.
Some new blood in the league.
And a lot more league games, and so should be a fun front range league.
No doubt about it.
It'll be a lot of fun and good teams, good competition.
Right on. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for jumping on with us, man.
Yeah,
I sit here and talk to Bruce every day, and you're one of the guys that he holds in high esteem. So appreciate what you do with our kids, man, and just keep rocking, okay?
Thank you, and same with Coach Coach Dick. There's nobody I respect more. So thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chris, so much, man.
Chris Gebhardt, the head basketball coach at Loveland High School. Yeah, he's terrific. I didn't get to the free throw thing. Shoot. What did you guys shoot as a team? Do you remember?
Oh, we were bad, too. We were 60-something.
60-something. I'm going to go low 60s right there.
Yeah.
Loveland shot 54%. I think I could, although that's during a game. If you see that number, realize
that's bad.
Those are guys who are dead tired shooting free throws.
A big emphasis going into the year for us to get that up. And I have guys that are talking higher percentages.
You got to do it. You know.
So we hope we have some fruition in that.
That's right. All right. Thank you to Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. She's local folks, going to put your family in the perfect coverage. And she's going to explain it to you, too. It's, you can get insurance anywhere, million different carriers. But I'll tell you what, it's about the agent and the experience. Go to Marinda Simpson, State Farm, 223-8700. Put her 17 years of experience to work for you. It is Marinda Simpson at State Farm Insurance. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Jeff Brubaker, Pooter Impala's head basketball coach, will jump on, talk kind of about the same camp that Chris Gebhardt and the Red Wolves went to. We're back in a moment from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. Clark and the coach today from the Allo Communications Studios. Bruce and I off air talking about our... We're doing this top MLB players at each position the last 50 years. And we're going to get to the outfielders and the pitchers today in the final segment. And we're starting to talk about who we got. And I thought for sure we'd be off base on the... or off kilter with each other on the outfielders. But I think we got two of the same three in there. So we'll see what that looks like. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Jeff Brubaker, head basketball coach out at Pooter High School in Fort Collins. Jeff jumps on with us right now. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Always good to talk to you. And out at Western State for the camp was it this past week, or are we more farther away than that? When did you guys go?
That's correct. We went up Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
And then we came home Sunday night.
Fantastic. What does that mean to you? When you go to a camp like this, Jeff, you've been doing this long enough, seventh year for you now at Pooter. When you go to a camp, is this more about the kids being able to play the game in the summer, or are you kind of looking and seeing, and how deep do you go looking at players in the summer?
Well, a trip like Gunnison there is, you know, obviously it's about competing, it's about playing, but man, we're looking to build some memories.
Sure.
We're looking to bond. We went rafting, we went hiking.
Oh, fantastic.
We do this roommate introduction is what we call it, and those never let us down. And so it's both, and we throw some kids to the wolves in the summer, for sure. Some incoming freshmen came with us. And, yeah, we're looking to build as competitive of a varsity program as possible.
Boy, I love that. I love you talking about off-the-court stuff. I think that's the great, especially early on for a team. Those are not only the things that you remember, it's things they remember, things they're going to grab onto, and the solidification for your team, for the players, getting to know one each other, getting to rely on one another. Those are pretty cool times off the court.
Absolutely. We'll always remember how good of a player they were, a big win, a tough loss. But what we'll remember forever is the relationships. There's no doubt about it. And it's these moments that we'll have for the rest of our lives.
And, Coach, through the years, I remember so many more things, honestly, about summer ball and the experiences we had with our teams and kids, you know, even as much as the regular season. And I just asked a couple of our former players what they remembered most, and they said the camp at University of New Mexico when we used to travel, you know, by carloads down when team camps weren't quite as prevalent, but that was their memory, you know. It wasn't turning in the essay in English class. So
yeah, you're absolutely right.
Hey, you have a terrific player in Silas.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to get offers, but I want to talk about Silas a little bit. But I'm going to compliment you and say you guys run your offense, I think, better than anybody around. I mean, you just do. You run things. You know what you want. You know your expectations. Your kids buy into it. But and then you kind of have you have a guy that can flat out score, shoot the ball NBA range in Silas. But tell us about not just Silas, about your other guys on the team.
Yeah, boy, this weekend, Silas was not with us at Western State. He had a rib injury that prevented him from coming. So it gave some other guys an opportunity to shine. And I'll tell you what, Caden Cox, watch out.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, he'll be
six,
a junior. Six, is that what he tells you?
Well,
Coach, I got him about 6'7". You know how they are.
That's right.
His shoe size is 17.
Wow, my
he's
Lord.
He's going to be 6'8".
He's an L, yeah.
Yeah, you might as well call him 6'8". But this kid went to Wellington Middle School. He could barely catch a basketball when he was in seventh grade. Mm. And then to see him now, where he's at, he was awesome at Western. We've seen some incredible moments from him this summer. He's getting more confident in the post. He can stroke the tray ball. He's going to be a huge piece of what we got going on. Caden Cox. So watch out.
Yeah, already circled that name on my sheet here. So, yeah, we'll watch out for him for sure, Coach.
Yep. Gavin Ball, senior, tough, do whatever you ask. He's growing in confidence with his three-pointer. Incredible teammate. He'll guard the best player on the other team. Gavin Ball, circle his name. And then we got some kids where, again, that we know has potential. Jack Giard is a sophomore. Will Addington emerged as a senior. He didn't play last year for whatever reason, but he showed a lot of scrap and heart this summer. We got a couple football kids that we're working on. And so there you have it. A couple freshmen. Pierce Decker's been playing with us. We're excited about him. Blake Brewster. Brady Santianis, there's a throwback Pooter name. So.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Yeah. So the guy sitting next to me, you guys got him twice last year by 3 and by 4. That's winning tough games against one of the best in the business in Coach Dick out here. That's fun for you guys. And a couple more meetings I'm coming up with this year. Is that in the conference? Are you going to play each team twice? Does that happen again?
No, we will not
just
play
once.
The city
oh, just
team.
Once. That's right.
And our league is enlarging with the addition of four new schools.
Would you, Chris? Would you rather do that? Would you rather be a home and home against your league teams, or is one visit enough against each club?
Chris, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
I'm an old man. Sometimes I don't get the names right. That's right. Jeff Brubaker, Pooter and Palace head coach, is with us, of course. Jeff, for you, the home and homes, you like that twice against a conference foe, or would you just would rather do it one time a year?
You know, I always enjoyed it with the city teams. Certainly all the conference. But a home and a home with the city teams is fun. Those games mean more. They just do.
Yep.
The fans, the energy in the stadium, and in the gyms. So, but with our conference now with 15 teams, it just will not work.
And I agree. And talk about the city teams a little bit, Coach. You know, I've been out for a while and then came back this past year. But I think next year, all four teams can play in the league.
I think so too. Much like last season.
Yeah. I'm not sure the Lampkins were quite there last
season. Oh, no. They went from 2 wins to 10. Come on now.
Well, Fossil Ridge is going to be crazy tough.
Aren't they, though?
Again.
Of course.
They're awesome. They've got so many players over there. Coach Johansson, I admire so much. Nick Randall, oh, my gosh. That guy's an absolute handful. The Lampkins are going to be way better, and they are going to be flat-out tough. That five that Coach Dick can put out there on the floor is a handful. I love Luke Wagstaff. He destroys us every time.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. And Luke's done what he's needed to do. You know, he's gotten his body in better shape, and he just continues to work out.
He looks tremendous. Man, inside, outside, he's an absolute handful. And then you got some great pieces around him. Boy, do I like the Dortch kid at Rocky.
Yep, true.
I think he is fabulous. Charlie Dortch is an unbelievable student-athlete over there. Coach Gallegos, you guys are aware of the Pooter tree.
That's right.
Coach Gallegos is Pooter. I'm Pooter. Terrence Dunn at Broomfield is Pooter.
That's right.
DeBerry at Monarch went to Pooter High School. And then Dante Roberts, my man, just got the head coaching job at Wellington.
Wow,
is a
fantastic. We got to get him
so
on.
The Pooter tree is pretty cool.
And Pooter basketball history is pretty cool because there's been some great players come out of Pooter. And, way back to the Eddie Telez years, mm-hmm. you know, and that history of basketball, Pooter High School's been right there at the top many, many years.
Oh, it's been fun. Absolutely. And to keep it going, I'm super proud.
Good finish for you guys to build on last year, Coach Brubaker. You won five of your last six. You get a playoff win. You dropped one at the end of the nine seed to Rock Canyon. But that's a great finish for you guys to build on going into this year.
Man, we had a good year last year.
Yep.
We finished strong. That win at Rocky was huge. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Beat Legacy. We had a tremendous finish. We had a really strong group. Our seniors dialed in. It was something we had been building for years. Reese Travis, first team all conference.
Hello.
What a stud.
17.5 and 9.5. Almost,
yeah, glad to see
almost
him
a sure double double. You bet.
Yeah, he was such a good player. Glad to see him go from the opposition.
Yeah, I would too. The Brubaker twins.
That's
you
right.
know, they came such a long way.
Yep.
To watch them mature throughout the years, both as a person, a student, and as a player, man, they have a soft spot in my heart. And then Lance Steiner, what a stud of a human being. Got hot down the stretch. So, and then you had Silas in there. Holy cow, this kid can go. So,
no kidding.
Had a fun group.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see Silas's number. Silas McKernan, who can shoot from the parking lot, folks. I mean, you got to check this kid out. He's something special. And coming up for his senior year, the numbers could be completely off the hook. Jeff, thank you so much for jumping in with
Thanks,
us today.
Coach.
We've got our training camp coverage coming up again in December, so I know we'll get you back in there. But I just appreciate what you do for the kids and appreciate the fact that you're knocking off my cohort here twice last year. To keep that way, at least he's able to get his head in the building, so I appreciate that.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You bet.
Thanks,
that is
Jeff.
Jeff Brubaker, the head basketball coach out at Pooter. He's a good interview. He's fun to talk
to. We were pretty excited at times to be within three.
I know.
You know,
they had a great
year,
and he's right. They had a great year and a great finish. Wow. Pretty fun stuff right there. Thank you to Park Place Interiors, folks. They're knocking out of the park for you. As far as flooring and countertops go, that's your place. Go down to them. They're right there on 8th Street, or 8th Avenue, I should say, downtown in Greeley here, and then out on the western side on Main Street in Windsor. Park Place Interiors. They've been selected the NOCO 2020 Best of NOCO, and they're just killing it and continuing to. Check out the website, parkplaceinteriorsco.com, and check out the clearance section there. Ask them about the remnants sale they're having on flooring and carpeting, and they'll knock it out of the park for you. Kathy Fusen, a great, great group out there. It is Park Place Interiors. All right, we'll come back in a moment, and we'll wrap it up. Final segment, we will get back to our top position-by-position MLBers over the last 50 years, outfielders and pitchers, to wind up the show here. We come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to the program. Got about 8 minutes left here. Northern Colorado Credit Union, they've got the 90 days no pay on the auto loans and refinancing your auto loan. So get there. NOCOCU.org is where you go. Thank you to Northern Colorado Credit Union. All right, Coach, let's get there. We talked already, kind of recapped everybody on what we picked infield and catchers-wise. Let's go to the outfield right away. And this is really hard for me to say in left field. But I'm going to go there because I've seen things, and I'm talking about Barry Bonds in left field. I know he was steroid boy even before, when he was a skinny dude with pencil
the Pittsburgh
neck
Pirates.
At the Pirates, he was still fantastic.
He was still a great player.
But what I've never seen, he's the most He's the batter that was the most intimidating to any pitchers I've ever seen. I've never seen a player, except once in the MLB, be intentionally walked with the bases loaded. You're down, 4-1. It's the ninth inning. The bases are loaded. Barry Bonds can beat you if he goes yard. And what do they do with the bases loaded? Yeah. When you see them move somebody from first to second on an intentional walk, there's somebody on first and they IBB somebody, you go, wow, that's crazy. They put a guy in scoring position. They walked him, Bruce, with the bases loaded because they didn't want to pitch to him. That's
steroids alert. Steroids alert.
Dangerous this guy was. 14-time All-Star. 7-time MVP. That's a record.
Steroids.
12 Silver Slugger Awards.
Steroids.
8 consecutive Gold Gloves. Unbelievable. Where do you go?
We obviously didn't talk about this, and I went Barry Bonds
as well.
Did you
really? Wow.
You know, there's so many guys. Ted Williams is the best all-time.
And I put Stan Musial in there, too. But Splendid Splinter, best of all time, yep.
Bonds was terrific. Didn't like him.
No, not at all.
Still don't.
Not at all, yeah.
You know, but when you just throw out the ability of a baseball player, he may be the best ever.
YouTube, his conversation with, who was the Pittsburgh Pirates manager for so long? Doggone it, why can't I remember that? But, I'll think of it in a second. Let's go to right field. I go with who I thought was 25 All-Star appearances, 2 batting titles, 4-time HR champ, 1 MVP on there. I go Hank Aaron in right field.
I think you have to go Hank Aaron. I wanted to go Roberto Clemente.
I know you did.
Just because loved how he played. Career was cut short. But when you look at all the accolades from both players, I have to go with Hammer and Hank.
All time, do you put Babe Ruth in that mix?
I would put Babe Ruth in that mix, absolutely. He's Babe Ruth.
Yeah. They named a candy bar after him, right? So God, he's got to be.
And you can bring him in for relief.
That's right. Get him on the hill.
Get him on the hill.
He's the second, or maybe the first, Shohei Ohtani, right?
But he's the first, but you know what? Shohei Ohtani is doing things that Babe Ruth didn't do.
Yeah. Unbelievable stuff.
And 10 years from now, Shohei Ohtani, I think, is going to be on this list.
Let's see. Ken Griffey Jr. is who I go in center field. 13-time All-Star, 7 Silver Slugs, 10 straight Golden Gloves out in center field. He was unbelievable with the leather, but boy, this guy could hit. Home run leader 4 times in the league, too. He had an MVP award. I go Ken Griffey Jr.
Sweetest swing ever, Ken Griffey Jr. I'm going Mike Trout, current player who I think is...
I put him in the Arenado category. Maybe too soon for me, but you go.
That's where I'm going. Just maybe it is too soon, but I'll go Mike Trout.
All time, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, where do you go?
I go Mickey Mantle.
You do.
Switch hitter because of the switch hitting ability.
All right, relief pitcher, and this is easy. We just put a circle around this guy. New York Yankees had it good for a long time. I was in San Diego growing up and got to see Trevor Hoffman a bunch. He was great, no doubt. I got to see Goose Gossage when he was in San Diego for a while as well. Those are guys.
I was at the same camp Goose Gossage.
Is that right?
As a kid.
So I think about relievers growing up for me. Eckersley, remember Eckersley and Gibson in the famous?
I like Eckersley.
Yeah, no doubt.
Eckersley would probably be number 2 for me.
But listen, these guys were all with the Padres at one time. Raleigh Fingers, Goose Gossage, and Trevor Hoffman. So put all in there. But, I mean, you got to put a circle around Mariano Rivera.
Oh, Mariano Rivera was just and did it with one pitch.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. 9-time All-Star, 1992 AL Cy Young Award, and AL MVP. I mean, what a year. 15 saves all-time in postseason play. Nobody's close to that so
and
far.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame entrant.
Boy, no doubt about it. All right, starting pitcher.
This will be fun. Here we go.
Yeah.
I have about 10 of them I want to put on the list.
Do you think I landed where you landed on this? No, you don't. Okay. The guy I go with, he killed a bird pitching one day, if you remember. This lefty, I talk about intimidation. 4-time Cy Young Award winner. At least 329 Ks in 5 straight seasons. He averaged almost 13 strikeouts per game in his career. In 2001, between the NLCS and the World Series, he had 5 wins. in just in those two, last two series with a 1.08 ERA. I go Randy Johnson.
Well, Randy Johnson is a definite candidate for the all-time best pitcher, but he is also blessed to play on some fantastic teams.
Sure, of course.
And in the modern era of go where you want to go, free agency, Randy Johnson's definitely there. I'm going old school a little bit on this one, Clark. If I have one guy to set out, send to the mound.
Did he pitch in the 70s?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get me by a hair on this one.
I'm
right?
going Nolan Ryan.
Oh, okay. All right.
You we'll thought I was going to go Bob Gibson, and, didn't you?
No, I did think you were going to go Gibby, yeah, for sure.
I wanted to go Bob Gibson. I wanted to go Tom Seaver.
Sure.
That's where I'm landing.
All right. That's really good stuff right there, and I think about that. Old-timers, if you go all-time, man, who do you put there? Sandy Koufax. Do you put Walter Johnson? Christy Mathewson, if you want to go way back.
How about Satchel Paige?
How about Satchel Paige? That's right, in the old Negro League.
And how about a guy that never won the Cy Young Award?
Go.
Cy Young.
Well, Cy Young. How about that? You know, is that fair? They have an award after your name, and you never won the award. Well, they didn't. Did they? They didn't have it then. So
that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, Cy Young. That pretty crazy stuff right there. There's no simply
Nolan
no
Ryan. I would. I'd love to visualize Nolan Ryan pitching today, and Dave Roberts going out to take
sure,
the ball
sure,
away from
sure.
him, and Nolan Ryan
pitch count.
just right. punching him in the face and say, "Get out of here." I'm finishing this game.
Nolan Ryan, and I was a California guy growing up, so I could see him pitch for the Angels a ton. And the Angels sucked.
But
they were just a lousy team. But every time
you wanted to watch every fourth
every
day.
Every single time he pitched, you turned the TV on because, what did he have, seven no-hitters?
Seven no-hitters.
My goodness gracious.
And numerous one-hitters.
Every time he took the mound, the Ryan Express could shut you down and could no-hit you. I mean, it was crazy stuff. So that's a look at our best Major League Baseball players and all that good stuff, Bruce and I, coming in. Thank you to Chris Gebhardt on the program today. Loveland High School basketball coach and Jeff Brubaker, even though I called him Chris, I think he still will jump on the show with us coming down the road. The Pooter Impala's head basketball coach. Bruce, what do you got this weekend? What's coming up?
Just a lot of stuff around the house, getting ready. And
are you guys going to stay home?
We're staying home.
Right.
Yeah, just kind of back and forth to the metro area and that kind of thing.
Sounds fantastic. So next week, folks, we'll get into it. We'll make our division winners picks for the NFL on Tuesday. So Bruce,
it's too early, but we're going to make them.
We're
right?
going to do it. I'm going to force you to do it. There's no doubt about it. Whole show is coming up next here in the Allen Communications Studio. See you, Hooligans. Get ready right here. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.